You're listening to SBS News.
Matilda's coach, Alan Stadjic, had taken Australia's women's football team to new heights. But just 6 months out from the FIFA World Cup, he was suddenly sacked. Football Federation Australia claimed the team's culture had eroded. An FFA board member claimed he would never work in football again.
I consider these actions of the FFA to be without foundation and unjustifiable. And the alleged actions of the FFA board member have smeared my name not only as an international coach, but as a father and a person.
Stadjic would later receive a formal apology from the FFA. The new tennis season started how the previous one finished. Naomi Osaka and Novak Djokovic both won their second straight Grand Slam titles, triumphing at the Australian Open. The NFL Super Bowl also had a familiar winner, the New England Patriots winning a record-equalling sixth title, overcoming the Los Angeles Rams. Sydney FC's W League side also joined elite company. The Sky Blues defeated Perth Glory in the final, becoming just the second side to claim three W League championships. The Adelaide Crows became the first side to win the AFLW twice. The Crows defeated Carlton in the decider, with a record crowd of 53,000 fans in attendance at Adelaide Oval. 10,000 fewer watched on at Royal Randwick as a horse racing legend retired. Winx's career coming to an end after she won a 33rd consecutive race. Here's the closing stages of her career as heard on Channel 7.
An Australian icon, the greatest of all time. Winx wins her third, Queen Elizabeth beats Kluger.
The Perth Wildcats won their ninth NBL championship, overcoming Melbourne United in the grand final series. Tiger Woods was golf's dominant force for a decade. Many doubted he could be again after a string of injuries and scandals.
The return to glory.
Woods returning to the sports summit at the US Masters, his first major title in 11 years and the 15th of his career. Brooks Koepka won his fourth major at the US PGA Championship a month later. Back to football, and Sydney FC overcame Perth Glory on penalties to win a fourth A-League title. Manchester City edged out Liverpool in the English Premier League, but the Reds were celebrating a sixth Champions League title just weeks later, Liverpool overcoming Tottenham 2-0 in the final. That result wasn't so shocking. This one was, as heard on Main Event Television.
Oh, he's waving it off! Wow. Andy Ruiz Jr. becomes the first Mexican heavyweight champion as Anthony Joshua is sacked down four times and loses for the first time in his professional life.
Mexican Andy Ruiz Jr. stunned Anthony Joshua in one of boxing's biggest ever upsets, winning the World Heavyweight Championship. Injuries meant the end of Golden State's NBA dynasty didn't surprise many, the Toronto Raptors winning their first ever title. Rafael Nadal claimed his 12th crown at the French Open, a day after Ashley Barty broke new ground at Roland Garros.
She's done it! Ashley Barty wins her maiden Grand Slam singles title, and it comes here in Paris at Roland Garros.
Barty becoming the first Australian woman in 46 years to win the French Open. After the triumph, she spoke with SBS Europe correspondent Ben Lewis.
Ash, this time last year you'd said that every week on clay was a week closer to grass. How do you feel about the red stuff now?
Yeah, it still is a week closer to grass. Knowing that that was my last match on clay for close to a year is amazing. The way that I was able to play today was phenomenal. And even though I still don't get to play on the clay very often, I think our relationship's changed a little.
Hannah Green capped off a dream month for Australian athletes on the world stage. Green won golf's LPGA Championship, with her idol Kari Webb watching on. An emotional Green chatted to the Golf Channel after her maiden major triumph.
I mean, I'm pretty much speechless. I was really nervous playing the last five holes, and I'm just really happy that, you know, I made a clutch putt, because that was kind of what was struggling through the middle of the round. And yeah, just to make the one on the last, yeah, it really is surreal.
American Gary Woodland would also win his first golf major, taking out the US Open.